I heard that I was ugly. Came from a bitch who nigga wanna fuck on me. I said my face bomb, ass tight, rack stuck up, shack height, jury on me, flashlight. I've been listening since last night. Hit him with that good, good, make a nigga act right. Broke boys don't deserve no pussy.
I know that's right.
Big bag pussy, not the belly band. Take a man, Balenciaga brought it back and
all better. I love Cardi. I don't care what she's doing, and I don't care if anybody can't understand her. I will forever ride for Cardi, forever and ever and ever, and I will get long nails just like her. No, I won't. That's a lie. I was going too far.
Amen.
I was going too far.
I'm here for all of
it. I love her.
Hey, listen, Cardi's
right.
Has the show started? Did we start?
Yeah.
Yeah, the show is started, Casey.
Hey, Casey.
We're here. Well, that was a bop that I've never heard before, and that's just because I'm late. It's just because I'm late, but I do also love Cardi. And yes. Welcome, everybody. This is the Blackboard Collective Presents Justice and Juice. So I am Casey, and today I'm drinking. So I ordered from this place called Curious Elixirs. They make booze-free craft cocktails. And I'm drinking their number 3, which is their take on the Cucumber Collins. And it's really, really good.
It's I'm sorry, good. Pause. What in bougie hell is this? Are you in LA? Where are you?
Like, bougie hell. Of course she's in LA.
Where are you?
Yeah, obviously in LA.
LA thing
where I live.
I don't know. You go, I don't know where what you're doing.
I am in Los Angeles. And it's not even a bougie thing. It was a even though like I have, like I said last week, I'm introducing liquor back into my diet. This is something that I discovered when I wasn't drinking because I like having something fun to drink at night. And so that was the hardest thing.
Can you just clarify for me and all of the listeners, is there alcohol in this beverage or no?
There is not. There is
not.
Oh,
good.
It's just very tasty. It is a tasty booze-free version of a cucumber.
Okay, delicious.
Do you have any more questions for me?
How much was it? That's my question. How much did you spend on these curious
Are I you spent, rich?
I am not rich. I did spend a lot of money. Yes. I mean, only, okay, you guys, this was expensive, but keep in mind, I got a box. So I got a box of, was it 16 Ooh. Or was it 20? I think I got 20 okay. bottles of different cocktails in this box. And it was $88.
Oh, okay. That's not, I thought you were going to say something way more expensive for 20 bottles of something. So.
No.
And there's no alcohol in this box
no.
at all.
So that's also, that's no, my only not. Problem with like non-alcoholic cocktails because they are expensive for no reason. And like I used, at the bar we used to work at, we used to have like a non-alcoholic distillate and it was like $12. And I was like, for what? Yeah. Like Jameson is cheaper than that. Like why are you...
Yeah.
Like, just I'll make you something it's that's true. Delicious that's not $12. Like,
yeah, they upcharge you because they figure that you're probably. Desperate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Seriously.
Like, if you're really looking to not drink, but like find something fun to drink, they're like, they'll pay for it. And they were right.
Which
I did.
Which we are. We are desperate. These are desperate times.
But also, low key, this weekend, I did like a nice brunch for myself. And their number yes. 2 is like a, it's supposed to be kind of like a margarita, but really it's like very gingery and pineapple-y. And I threw a little bit of Brut in there, made myself a little mimosa with it. And
of course
it was
you did.
Good.
I love that for you.
I just had this vision of you on the phone with them, like, can I get a number 2 and a number 3 and hold the juice on the 4? Can I also get a number 7?
They didn't give me a number 4. They gave me a bunch of number 5. And I don't like the number 5. The number 5 is not very good. It's supposed to be it's their take on a dark and stormy or old-fashioned kind of situation.
Those are two very different things, so...
They are, and that makes a lot of sense okay. because that drink is like what? Like you tried to make something a little bit bitter and like not yeah. It was
that's funny.
It tastes like
yeah. Medicine, it sounds like it would. That's like. Not good.
So
dark and stormy, old fashioned type thing. Like I have
yeah. It
I have
wasn't.
Many questions for Curious Elixirs.
No.
Many questions, but I'm glad you're happy and I'm glad
right.
you're enjoying it.
We are wildly off topic. So, Paige, what are you drinking?
Well, today I actually woke up like really hungover because yesterday I like went out for a walk and then my sister saw me in her car while I was out walking. And then she called me and was like, hey, we're going to try this new tequila place. Want to come? And then it was like 4 p.m. and I was like 4 margaritas deep and I hadn't really eaten. You know, like I played a lot of hooky yesterday and it was very much needed, but I woke up this morning feeling like death. However, I am drinking a gin and tonic. So... Yeah. All of that to say, I am and that, still drinking.
Way to jump back on the horse, my friend.
I know.
Friend.
I woke up this morning.
I really
morning,
admire
like,
you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I woke up this morning early trying to get my homework done. And I woke up at like 6:30 and I was like ready to go. And then I sat down on the couch to watch CNN for a second and I woke up at 10. So that was just where I was at really today. Yeah. And, you know, I'm old now, so I'm going to blame it on that. But yeah, I'm just drinking a gin and tonic with some lemon and it's Oakwood flavored tonic, whatever the fuck that is. And it's delicious. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Well, I'm glad it's delicious.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Like a smoky tonic, which I've never heard of.
It's like a barky kind of. It tastes like woodsy. Earthy flavor, I guess, is a better way.
I would probably really like it. Yeah. I've just never heard of that in a tonic. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
I love bark imagery.
I love bark. I love barking. A woodsy cocktail. Well, Lask, what are you doing? Talk to me. What are you
stick
drinking?
A fucking tree in my glass,
okay,
please.
I will.
I'm happy for it.
Yeah, I'm drinking gin also. Love a
shut Christmas up, drink. Alaska.
Yes, juniper berries.
She said, stick a fucking tree.
Okay, but has anybody ever seen a juniper berry? This is what I want to know. What is some Willy Wonka shit? Who named that?
I think it's juniper. Really cute. What are you going to do when I name my daughter Juniper? Are you going to laugh at her?
I'm going to fucking laugh at you and her. I'm going to laugh at both of you.
I'm going to
love her. Yeah, because I'm an asshole like that. I think you know.
I'm going to have to call her something different. I'll call her Jim or something. I'll give her a nickname.
That's better. That's better. Just call her Jin.
That's a completely different name.
It's close.
Like you didn't even go to June.
I know. It just felt like predictable, you know? So I was like, let's go for Jin. It's Juniper, Jin.
Let's be clear. You're not gonna name your child Juniper because nobody's gonna let
you
do that.
What I'm gonna do.
All right.
I could do anything.
Well, that's true. That one you're not going to do.
That sounds like some Northwest bullshit right there. Juniper, Douglas fir, palm tree.
I'm from the Northwest.
Some sort of like tree.
And I would never.
You're from the North. You're from the North.
Yeah.
The greatest North.
Yeah, you're
North.
From like
where winter is coming.
The winter's already here, man.
Reference. I couldn't help it.
Yeah, winter's arrived.
Laska, talk to us. What are you drinking that's not a juniper beer?
Laska here. I'm never going to do that again. I'm so sorry. Activist, artist, asshole, Aquarius. I'm adding that to the A's. Okay, Jin, calm down over there. I was drinking soda water and then I left it over there on the side table, so I'm parched.
You could have gotten it.
Do you want to go get it?
I feel so set right now. I just can't move.
You don't even water. Okay. Well,
it's fine.
If you
my
get...
mouth's a little dry, but we're good.
If you get thirsty, I want you to know that we support drinking water here.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right. So our black business of the month is
Casey's daughter, Juniper.
Oh my God.
Honestly.
Yeah, I can't stand.
I can't.
She'll be cute.
Can we get that on a t-shirt?
What? No, some things you just can't have on a t-shirt.
I highly disagree with that.
Sorry.
That's probably true.
Thank you, Paige.
You're right. Semicolon Books. We are still highlighting Semicolon Books this month. The only black female-owned bookstore and gallery space in Chicago. Check her out. Her books are so cute. And the way I love her categories, the way she categorizes them, they're so much fun. I've ordered from there. I have other friends who have ordered from there. We've all had great experiences. And I cannot wait until this pandemic is over so I can actually go back to Chicago, which I love so much, and like visit this bookstore in person. Because
with me,
because
I've never been to Chicago and I want to go.
Yeah, let's do a pod trip to Chicago.
I want to go to Sunny Colon Books. Yes.
Yeah, I said a pod trip.
Aren't you a part of this?
Are you a part of this family or not, Paige?
What are you doing?
I am. I just didn't hear you say it. And then I just wanted to be included. Okay.
Yes. Yes. You are always included, my friend. You guys can find them online at semicolonshy.com. That's semicolonshy, C-H-I.com. And on Instagram at semicolonshy. So check them out. Super cute. Read some stuff. Do it. That's all.
Yeah.
Paige or Alaska or somebody who's not me and garbage. What's going on?
I'm gonna reject that negative self-talk so we can restart
thank you.
That.
Thank you. Get you some friends who don't let you call yourself garbage.
Say something nice about yourself right now.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were gonna say trash hose. That's what I meant. Joking. I'm sorry. I can't today. Go ahead, Casey.
What am I? Go ahead. What? Oh, Paige said
don't call yourself garbage.
Really, my hair has gotten long enough for me to pull it back, and I think it looks really cute like this. So that's my positive thing.
Yes, it does. It is.
It's crazy that it's gotten this long.
Yes, it does look really cute.
Thanks. So what's? I mean, we know that. Like, okay, I'm from Texas. And so my family is struggling through all of the blackouts and everything freezing over right now. Crazy, crazy climate change stuff. Like, Houston does not get this kind of
climate change.
Like, ice. Why did you say climate change with a question mark?
I mean, is it real?
I can't.
I'm sorry.
I am going to actually
kill you. I have to go. This is too much.
You need to go get some water. This is what happens when you don't hydrate.
I think so. I think you're right. No, okay, but really me saying that was just commentary on the bullshit-ass people who think that climate change is not real at this point. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
It's insane.
Have you not lived on this planet?
It's such a dangerous belief, too, and I've been so confused by the lack of preparation because the city knew that this storm was coming. Like, last week, my parents were telling me, they were like, yeah, it's supposed to be, like, 16 degrees on Monday, and it's gonna snow, and it's gonna be crazy, and we were like, what?
16 degrees in Texas? Is that real?
Yes, in Houston of all places.
Like,
not even, because I went to school in Denton, which is right outside of Dallas, and we would get like a little bit of snow most years that I was there, like nothing serious, but a little bit, because it's colder there than it is in Houston. Houston rarely ever gets snow. So for it to be 17 degrees and snowing in Houston, like that's insane.
Yo, I bet the people in Houston are tripping right
they
now.
They are. They're Yesterday was very scary, and it's getting even scarier for a lot of people because there have been so many power outages. So they don't have any heat. They're like sitting in extreme cold. They have people whose pipes have bursted, so they don't have any heat or warm water.
The city's not built for that.
City isn't built for that, and also the mayor didn't apparently do anything to prepare.
Oh, good.
The city for it. So there's like black ice in certain places. It's just very dangerous drive. So it's very scary. And they're saying that the power outages could last up to 3 days in a lot of areas. So that's people not being able to, you know, have heat, potentially be able to cook, you know. And they're not. My sister lost power and my grandma lost power. Thank God my parents haven't lost power because everybody is like now huddled at their house. And thankfully they all made it safely before dark last night. But if my parents lose power, then, you know, it's going to be a very, you know, scary and uncomfortable situation for my family. And that's so, and all because they live in a state where the political officials don't believe in climate change enough to take preventative action,
right,
to protect the citizens who live there.
It's also really funny. Because, so do you remember in the summer when it was like 120 degrees? I think it was in like August or maybe beginning of September in LA. And Eric Garcetti like tweeted out and was like, all right, y'all, you know, like it's after 3 p.m. Make sure to turn off your unneeded electrical appliances and like, you know, don't run your AC if you don't need it. And he was trying to keep the grid from going down. And all of the Texas officials like quote tweeted it and they were like, this is what happens when your state government is run poorly. Like AC can shut your whole grid down and la, 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 la. And then here's fucking Greg Abbott, who's the worst human of all time, declaring a state of emergency. Like, the thing that kills me about Texas and the red voters in Texas is that they will vote for Trump. They will, you know, deny climate change. They don't want federal money to go anywhere until it goes to them. And that is, like, the whole problem with Republicans just in general, is that they only want the help when it's helping them. And it's infuriating to watch. Like, absolutely infuriating.
Yeah.
That's my Republican soapbox.
I love it. I love that segment.
Yeah,
it's an
important
for you.
Yeah, my Republican soapbox. A new segment.
A new segment. Just me the whole time on this podcast.
I feel like
I'm here for it.
So yeah, like, same. I'm here for it. The wizard looked like he had something to say. Wizard.
Yeah. The wizard was really excited to talk about this topic. So I'd like to hear.
I feel like he's ignoring us. Oh, there he is.
Yeah. Hi. Oh my God. Hi. Wizard's going to fill in for me today because we can see his video and I'm just like, God.
You're just a pee on the page.
You're a pee.
That's all.
Well, I was just going to say that, yeah, Paige, you're totally correct. It's like, oftentimes certain parts of the country feel like the government, their job is to stay out of their business until when it's needed in the most dire of circumstances, and they wish that the government paid more attention to that problem. And I think there's also a difference between like, California is trying hard to make climate change an issue that protects California, but doesn't mean that you can stop forest fires from happening and having the grid get exposed and go down, because obviously California is only one state trying their best to see if the rest of the country will follow suit and try to do things that are, you know, proactive to reduce, you know, global warming in general. So it's like Texas is the opposite, right? The opposite, where it's like they are actively saying it's not real. They're actively, you know, denying. They're actively not making things better. So when something happens to them, which is an obvious, you know, climate crisis, it is harder to feel bad for them in that sense, because one group is trying hard to do good and the other group seems like they think that doesn't exist. But ultimately the people suffer the most. The wealthiest of neighborhoods, the downtown areas in Houston, I know, have power versus the suburbs. Like, it just seems like what happens is those that are most affected are often the same people throughout most of these crises.
Yeah.
Now, wildfires, I mean, we get it, like Malibu had wildfires, et cetera. But like, I guess until we all realize that all of us are going to be affected at one point by this, then, you really can't get change. So hopefully this actually changes Texas. Like, hopefully this changes Oklahoma and this changes Alabama and these southern states that can hopefully see.
I wouldn't hold my fucking breath.
I was going
to
say.
I know, but.
Like, how much more evidence do they need to have? Shit. I mean.
Well, it can. And I think what it's going to do is that you're going to get yourself in a position where I think you're going to see, my opinion, you will see people become more aware of power grids, utility companies, and be pressing them to take action to upgrade. And that needs to happen across every city and every state in this country. And so I know Biden loves infrastructure and he loves this kind of stuff. And so it will take a federal response. And I hope they do more than just give money when it's too late, because the Houston story is not pretty. I think it's going to get really, really, it's like going to be a nightmare, I think, in the next 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. And reading that thread, there's a Twitter thread that the wizard sent us earlier, just of people who are reporting on their condition that they have been living through for the past, you know, day or so, and how long they've been without power, and, you know, them making plans to try and venture out and get non-perishable so that they will have food, because the power outages are going to last for so long, but it's also scary to go out. So it's getting big and it's getting bad, and it's very, and I hope that we do see real change from this, but I'm afraid that unless enough rich people are negatively affected by this, then I don't know that we will.
Yeah.
Which is kind of always.
Yeah, because again, in these crises, just like you guys were both making a point of it, you know, you look at like Hurricane Katrina, you look at these things where, you know, they disproportionately have affected people of color, and people who didn't grow up with a ton of fucking money in their family. Do you know what I mean? And because of that, you know what I mean? Those are like the wizard was saying, those same people are impacted most heavily. So I'm just basically reiterating what you guys are saying, but yeah, I'm just thinking about it. And on top of that, you know, thinking about the fact that we're in the middle of a pandemic. So I do agree with you both that this will probably be a snowball effect. Hopefully we can try to keep people as safe as we can, but unfortunately we weren't on top of it before it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. When that's on the governor of Texas, like they've known about this storm for a month. They have known that this was coming a month ago. This was predicted.
Just like the coup.
It's literally all the same.
I see some patterns here.
I see some patterns. I see some Republican fucking patterns. This is the segment Republican patterns. It's like
so many Republican segments. Soapbox to Republican patterns.
So many segments. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I mean, it really is. It's just a pattern. It's a whole pattern.
Speaking of Republican patterns, the wizard just sent us this tweet from CNN. Former President Tronald Dump. Went after Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in a lengthy statement calling him a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack just days after the Kentucky Republican voted to acquit Trump in his second impeachment trial. Like, this is as satisfying as it is frustrating because
I am so tired of hearing him.
Because, like,
that
as much as I'm like, how I felt lately is like, I'm so sick of us still talking about 45, like, now that he's out of office. Like, I was so excited for us to not have to speak about him, and I feel like we continue to speak about him. But then the thing happened with the impeachment where the Republicans are obviously brainwashed and they obviously have,
no, they're just so far up his ass. They, like, don't even know, like, have a sense of
like,
anything.
They, like, they are abused. I'm convinced.
Yeah, I'm concerned. I'm concerned for their, like.
they act like abused people who just, like, can't leave this horrible toxic relationship. And, you know, former President Dump being who he is. Comes back and abuses them once again, even right after they acquit him. It's like classic abusive behavior.
Well, and you know something else I've been thinking about? So a lot of the, like the whole right is up in arms right now about cancel culture and free speech and la la la, right? And that was part of 45's defense, was it's covered under free speech, which it's really not, because when you're the president of the United States, you can't, like, yeah, you can say whatever you want, but that doesn't mean you can't get punished for it. You can't be the president of the United States and walk out and say, fuck America, I hate it here, and then not get impeached for that. Like, you would get impeached for doing something like that. And so, but that's getting off topic. So, so they're all about free speech, right? So every Republican so far that I can think of who voted to impeach Donald Trump, to impeach 45. Both of your faces are so upset. I really apologize. It slipped out. But they've all been censured by their the state Senate. So you guys are the party of free speech, the party that protects free speech. But when somebody votes the way you don't want them to, they get censured.
Right, because they're not the party of free speech. They are the party of fucking crazy people. Like, they
they're
just
not even a fucking party, dude.
This is called Republican patterns.
Like, they just don't make any sense. It's the same sort of paradoxical behavior that we spoke about last time, where we're like, so you want like limited government, but you want what was it? A dictatorship as well? Like, you want small government, but also a dictatorship. Yeah. You want free speech, but then you silence those who don't vote the way that you want them to vote, which is, you know, what dictators do. So that kind of follows through with them wanting a more authoritarianist regime.
Like, The fact that these people are being censured for this, like, a Pennsylvania governor literally said, or I don't know if he's the governor, but he's a Pennsylvania GOP official, said, we didn't send them to Washington to vote their conscience. We didn't send them to, you know, like, follow their hearts. And I was like, wait, what? Like, no, that's
he said this out loud to people?
He said it out loud to people. Like, it's just so... It is so hypocritical of everything that they fiend to stand for, and it drives me insane. Like, absolutely.
Well, guys, it's the, to me, the Republican Party is, if you look at it through the lens of everything that they do is rooted in white supremacy, then you can just, in white nationalism and that lens, then everything makes sense. It isn't about anything more than maintaining the status quo of power. Period. Power in general is what they seek and what they want. It's not about governing, especially not governing people that don't look like them, right? Especially not governing people who aren't their constituency. So if you look at it through that, then all of this does make sense. And it's not shocking or confusing. Oh, why is Texas on its own power grid? Anti-government, anti-this, coal and natural gas power and all of their little, you know, homies, when they could easily have solar power, they could easily have all these things they want to have, they don't have it. And it's all about maintaining the status quo for their wealthy donors to their state, which are all in the oil and gas industry. I mean, it's all built on that. And it's pretty easy to understand why they are what they are, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's so interesting. I feel like most of our conversations lately have come back to like, oh yeah, well, it's because they're white supremacists. And that's so true, but it becomes so much of like, I don't know, the question of how do we root out something that is so foundational to this country? Like, this country is built on white supremacy, bottom line. And it, as we look to progress and move forward and hopefully make some really important changes with this new administration, it's just, it's so hard to see how we're going to do that without doing something a little crazy and a little authoritarian ourselves, where we just like kind of say like no to the Republican Party eventually. Like, where we're just like, you are no longer allowed to exist in this way, which is not something that we're going to do, because that's not something that the Democrats would do. Nor would, I mean, I suppose, no, I can't even say I wouldn't want it. Yes, that's what I want at this point, because I feel like, I forgot who was making this point, whether it was Alaska or Paige last time, where we were like, the Republicans break all the rules. They don't care about the rules. And that's why they get crazy stuff done, because we don't have things in place to block some of the crazy shit that they're willing to do, because
they just write everything in fucking executive order.
Yeah, well, and like, to a degree, a lot of our laws were written not quite on the honor code, but kind of on the honor code. It's kind of like, you ever see a crazy rule and you're like, I wonder what had to happen for that to be a rule. You know, somebody had to have tested it. And I feel like that's what the Republican Party does now. Like, we didn't have these rules because we assumed that we would have people with common sense and common decency in the office, but that's not a thing anymore. And so they do whatever they want because they have no low, they have no bar. Whereas we, the quote unquote good guys, as Paige called this last time, have standards and morals and bars, and we want to follow the law and whatever. But at what point does that become like moot? Like, at what point are we just going to get overrun by the people who are lawless if we continue to try to color inside the lines? And so that's...
I say fuck the lines.
Right? Same. Same. I say we shut them down. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. Shut them down.
I think I was fuck the lines before, like, I was involved in anything. I just born like outside the lines.
Yeah, same. Same, same.
Oh, I love that.
But I mean, it's...
I think that's adorable.
I don't know. I've been thinking about it more and more lately of, like, what if we just said no? Like, what if they were, like, refused to impeach Trump and we were just like, no. He's impeached. Like,
yeah. Well, we all here on this podcast, and then probably the majority of the people, don't have a problem saying, impeach him. Like, yeah, do it. It's not, it's like, when you, I'm like so shook sometimes by again, kind of what you brought up about the whole executive orders and how Republicans were able to just do get away with all this shit. And it takes like some boldness from the Democratic Party. It's going to take some like people on that side to be like, like, we're doing this. And like, that's what it is for the good. And it's just, right. I'm hoping to see it, but I don't know who's, I mean, you can't, AOC can't do it alone. You know what I'm saying? Her and Bernie can't tag team and get the shit done. Just the two of them. Like,
right. But I mean, so like Trump had a crazy, and I'm sorry, I just said his name. 45 had a legal team that was so good or he just did stuff and then his legal team found these loopholes.
Which legal team? But, which, like, of the ones that all left first?
Oh yeah. I mean,
how many of his...
Millions and millions, you know, like they kept, but while they were there, it seemed like he would do something and there would always be some sort of legal loophole to be like, well, technically under this, he's kind of allowed. And I'm like, where's ours? Where is there? I'm almost certain that there's a loophole where like the president can order some sort of like federal something against somebody who is a domestic terrorist. I'm almost certain. So if he decides that, you know, Trump Dump is a domestic terrorist, I feel like there should be some executive power for him to be
there
able
should,
to
about and it. He probably could, but again, it takes like not playing safe politics.
Yeah.
It takes somebody to be like, yeah, I'm going to be bold enough to make that. I'm going to say this out loud, but people are still stuck sometimes in the Democratic Party of being playing 50s style politics, mm-hmm. which is not going to get you, you know, to impeach the fucking domestic terrorist who everybody knows at this point should be behind bars. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah.
Like, well, thankfully he's probably going to be, I almost said Germany. Georgia is not Germany.
What?
I don't know.
Germany, this is not about you. And I'm
Germany,
so sorry, Torres.
So this
is not Germany.
It's not about you. You've answered for your crimes. You are very forthcoming and apologetic. And we appreciate you for taking responsibility.
Alvita Sane. What does that mean? Goodbye. If we have listeners, they're gone now. So I'm sorry on that.
Yeah, all our German listeners are like, fuck you.
I know. What is it? Is it Alvita Sane?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, but let's try to keep the last remaining Germans that we have. Let's just keep them here.
We appreciate you guys taking responsibility for that.
I was just trying to figure out if I was pronouncing it right.
Write in, Germans, and tell us. But like he's gonna be they're looking into prosecuting him in Georgia, New York State. Like there's definitely criminal charges coming his way, which is very good.
Except for he fucking frog jumps over any possible thing that goes in his direction. The guy is like a fucking Houdini.
It's very he is, and it's also really sad.
He has a lot of money.
But
I thought he was broke. What? I'm so confused.
It's still so backwards to me.
Page.
Yeah.
Everyone believes he has money, so they just like go with it.
He has monopoly money.
It feels really backwards to me that like we're having to go from the federal level to the state level in order to get
absolutely
some criminal charges. Like that's crazy that it has to fall in the hands of the states.
They're scared
in order to do something about the former president. This should be a federal
they're a bunch
issue.
Of they're yeah, scary, all of them. They're all fucking scared.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Well, there's
to me.
Like that's and that's just the thing too, is that he came in and I don't even want to say he created this. He like saw an opening and like saw where the Republican Party was at and where we were at as a country. And he was like, all right, like my time to fucking shine. And he like took the door because I was thinking about this today. And I think that there's this thing about saying that like, you know, 45 created the Republicans to be this blah 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 blah. And I think they've always just been like this. Now it's just like so they're just so loud about it. And I lost my train of thought. But
I think you're right, Paige. And I think that, you know, I also think that they're all like embarrassed. I think like deep down they didn't ever want to no. I think that they never wanted to, well, I mean, they played safe Republican politics for a long time. They didn't speak up or like act. They just undercover were racist.
Yeah.
But then now they can follow someone's dumb face, like what's his face, to be like their mascot of this thing. So that means that takes the pressure off them. They can ride on his coattail, right? Of like whatever the fuck he does. But I'll impeach him. Give me a gavel.
Give me a gavel.
Maybe that
I'll
is not
do
how
it.
That works.
Bang bang, bitch! Let's put him in the.
I know. I would totally do that if I was a judge.
I
pronounce you impeached.
I yeah.
For whoever's watching, whoever's listening, from this courtroom, pronounce him impeached.
Can we get an extra, extra large orange jumpsuit, please? Somebody, let's get this ball rolling.
Not an extra, extra large.
I mean,
you're not wrong. Right. Go off. But yeah, man, they're just a little, it's just like a cult. Like, they have become this like weird Trumpian cult, and I know.
Trumpian. And Paige, you're totally right. He did see an opportunity and he seized it. I mean, the same way, you know, that clip that people play of him all the time from like back in the 90s where he was like, if I ran for president, I'd run as a Republican because they're fucking stupid.
Yeah, essentially.
He like literally said it out loud, and that's exactly what he did. And he accomplished everything that he planned to.
And he almost ruined our country irreparably.
Our country has not been in a good place.
No, I know. But like he came in, like I said, he saw the door and he was like, this is the time. Yeah. How much can I fuck this up?
What he did was shake already vulnerable and weak infrastructure as it was in our country is what he did.
A lot of this shit.
And I think I almost like don't want to say this, but obviously there's been a lot of shit that we've had to face in this country because of that, this like tumultuous kind of thing that's been happening in our here, you know what I mean? And we've been having to like face it and deal with it and figure out how to communicate and figure out if we can communicate. Yeah. I think. Mm-hmm. And so that's been really interesting. And you know what? All we can do, I guess, is go up and forward from there, right? Hopefully.
Let's hope. Unfortunately, there is farther to fall, but we could if we can reverse it, we can make something happen.
Put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your
That's all I know.
I'm so sorry, listeners. That just sounded like absolutely nothing. That just sounded like
honestly, I'm not sorry. You're welcome. Is what she meant to say.
We talked a little bit about last music. I don't know if you got to watch Judas and the Black Messiah.
I didn't, but I'm assuming you guys are about to spoil the fuck out of it for me.
Well, no, we won't.
I mean, we don't have to. Bridgerton the whole time, so.
That's fair.
Did we?
I don't think we spoiled Bridgerton at all.
Did you watch it, Paige? No.
Oh, well then.
Girl, all I do is sit around and read my books for school and like watch, I don't know, Sister Sister. Like that's my
life. I think that's fair. Right, that sounds good. You
know, sounds like a good life, honestly.
And you wrote some great papers this week.
I tried. I really tried. I got an A on one of them and we're waiting for the other.
Look at our A student. We're so proud. We're trying. So
little redhead A student.
I try.
I will be in one of my classes.
On it. You're going to bring it up. I know you are.
You need to get that up. Do you hear me?
Okay. That's right. The voice inside my head, and I don't need you telling me that.
That wasn't even a voice that I think that just came from my Capricorn side, and I take it back immediately. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Fuck it up.
Case Judas and the Black Messiah.
Yes. Let's talk about it. Yes. Do you know, Laska, do you know anything about Fred Hampton's story?
I know nothing about anything that's happening right now. So okay. I'm going to kick it.
Well, I feel like then why don't you watch this week?
Yeah.
Why don't you watch it this week and then we can talk about it next week.
Yeah, I've been planning to get to it. I'm so sorry. Of course, I'm the one.
No. That's okay. I'm actually really excited for you. I'm excited/nervous for you to learn about Fred Hampton because when I first learned about him, it broke me.
You're not gonna. It's hard.
It's
what I did watch though. Was the other one? The one with Zendaya and
Malcolm and Marie.
What is everybody's name? Malcolm. What's going on?
Who's Malcolm?
Who else is?
What was the other one? What was the other name of the other thing you were talking
about? Judas and the Black Messiah.
Oh, Messiah. Yeah, I don't know. Malcolm and Messiah seem like they know each other, and so I don't know what that was about.
It's a biblical thing, I think.
I don't think Malcolm is in the Bible.
Oh, okay. Well,
the Messiah for sure is.
The Messiah is
Messiah
in the Bible.
Sounds biblical.
Yeah. Are you sure Malcolm isn't?
Malcolm could be somewhere. He could be one of the 12 brothers of. I don't think
Malcolm is in the Bible.
Casey, this is not something Casey will know better. the nigh.
I like that you and I were really going for it. We were like, no, it's a biblical name.
I know that there were some brothers. One of them shoved the other brother in the hole and then they don't pull him out. Or, you know, they left him there. I think they left him there.
Is that a
story? Are you talking about David?
Like, maybe it's David.
She's talking about David.
He didn't have a brother named Malcolm? Oh, come on.
David.
No, David did not have a brother named Malcolm.
David, get your brother.
There is definitely a Malcolm in the Bible somewhere. And I'm we will figure this out at some point. Anyways, Malcolm and Marie.
Anyways. How did you feel about
Yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you guys were going to say something. Okay, so you're just going to leave it like that.
We talked about it last week.
I was the only one who didn't see it. Is that correct?
I haven't seen it, no.
Oh.
But it's fine.
Oh, I talked about it last week.
Yeah. Malcolm and I are like the same person, kind of. Really fucking
Oh my
weird.
God, that's so funny that you say that.
Tiffany and I looked at each other like, and for the listeners, Tiffany's my partner, and her and I were like, this is, what is this?
Okay, I kind of like refuse to
Who is the writer that knows us?
I refuse to accept that Someone because they're, I don't think that you fight that dirty.
You don't even know anything.
I refuse to believe
Oh,
that.
No.
No, we're not. No.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to call Tiffany now.
Tiffany, I was going to say, not to my Tiffany.
No, it wasn't as much as like the actual, I don't know, I guess it wasn't like the entire film that like was like the mirror.
But his
of our
energy
life.
I could totally are, see.
Yeah, the rants he goes on.
Yes,
oh my god.
They're perfect.
That's me. And then the way Zendaya was like just laying there listening to his rants. That's Tiffany. That's yeah. It's so in that sense, yes, because I'll just be like, ah, and she's just like, yeah. That's right. I was like, wait till I actually have something in a fucking article, like in a newspaper or something. Like, wait until that happens.
Oh my god, when he's reading it and he's making his commentary like on the side, like,
and it was supposed to be a good review on him. He's just like so pissed off about this review. I'm like, that would be me. I would just be going seven levels deep on this article. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
They missed the point.
Yeah.
So good. So good. Yeah.
That's
and it did
be like
keep
an
you...
earth sign quality to just what? Like be very chill about like listening to rants,
maybe
like just listening to the rants and just chilling.
Yeah,
that's what I do. I just
yeah, because air signs
rant,
tend
I
to be like,
uh-huh, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was gonna say I feel like yeah, I'm both. Like I feel it, like yeah. I can totally go on a rant, but I can also totally just watch and
that,
enjoy somebody.
That sounds
else's
right
rant.
For Geminis, though. That sounds right for Geminis. You guys, we're all air signs, but Aquarians are a little bit more floaty, up way up here. And actually, there's a way you can look it up for the different signs, for the different elements. Like for air, there's different types of air. Four
oh, cool.
different signs, which is really interesting. I think Aquarians, I don't know, we're the fucking clouds or some shit. But but Geminis, yeah, they're a little bit more grounded than us, I'd say.
Yeah, I feel like maybe I'm like fog.
Libras too.
Maybe I'm like fog,
yeah.
Where I like touch the earth. But
I'm going to look that up. I can't remember where like I saw
fog.
That, but I want to
show
you guys later.
That's cute.
Yeah, but really
Paige,
good overall, like very much an acting,
yes.
An actor's dream of a,
right.
of a film. It was so good. Yeah,
so good.
Okay,
I cannot
I
wait
to
make a film
it.
Like that. Paige,
and in the theme,
I'm excited for you to watch it.
Yeah, watch it. And in the theme of our
I'm
last,
I'm just like
episode,
not ready to like
on
admit
the
that Zendaya is not my girlfriend. You know, what did you?
That's
say?
Fair. I mean, in this movie, you can just like be like, hey, I'm gonna be a much better partner to her than he is. That's kind of how you can approach
okay, perfect.
It.
That's fair.
Well, I don't know about that. I think they both had their shit. That's what was so great about it. It was like such a good reflection of like nobody shows up into a relationship like a relationship.
Relationship.
Nobody shows up into a relationship like I'm perfect and meh. Like that's not even real.
For
we,
sure.
We all show up with our fucking trauma and our baggage and then we decide if we're going to you know, cut each other's heads off and it works out or not. Like, you match people. Everyone's gonna come with their baggage. It doesn't matter. Like, no one's ever gonna just, like, be perfect, you know,
no.
in a relationship.
Nor do I expect
yeah,
it. But there is there is a line that I feel like both of them
yes.
crossed. I'm not saying she was
yeah.
great to him either. But I think that relationship in general was fairly toxic. Like, it wasn't.
The blinks that you just did. Just so many.
Bad.
Blinks. It's not good. Okay. I want to watch it. Yeah. And this is my shout out to Zendaya.
But probably because
I would be a better
I think
than Malcolm.
But I think I think anybody who watches it who has been in relationships where they've had really awful fights, this probably strikes a very personal chord. And I think for me, my personal chord was like, oh, yeah, been there, would never do that again. Like, that is not okay to do. And so I think that that was my thing. I think in like learning how to fight and also be respectful is very important to me.
Yeah. I think it showed a relationship of two people who are broken and haven't dealt with their trauma. And I think that's what you get. People who haven't like haven't been able to face the shit that they've gone through, they don't know how to have those conversations. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in a family of people who like scream and fought, like you know, said horrible shit and was like fist, you know what I mean? Like that is it. Love them. Great, you know, great family, but that was on the darkest side of it. You know what I mean? That's where it was at. And so, you know, having a partner like Tiffany who didn't grow up in that kind of a household was really interesting to learn how I communicate.
Right.
That's what was really interesting. Cause I was like, I said it. And she's like, you need to calm the fuck down. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, huh.
Yeah.
That's how, that's what got across the table in my family. But you have to unlearn and like learn stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's just, and that's what was so good about this film is I think it touched that. You get to see both sides of the story and both sides of the story were real.
Yeah.
Like very real. You were like, well, fuck that guy. But also he does have a point. Fuck
I know.
She's got a point,
I know.
Though.
And there were like moments where there were so many moments where I wanted him to be lying. Like where he would say something. I'd be like, he's just saying that to her. That's a lie. And then she would like co-op. And I'm like, damn, it's true. Damn.
Yeah.
Why did we do that? Why did we do that?
Come on, girl.
Right.
Yeah, it was
okay,
so
fine.
Good. It's
I'm
such a good
watch
movie.
It.
And I think
I'm gonna watch
like,
it.
Yeah, watch it. Watch it.
It hits a very personal chord, I think, regardless of what that chord is, with probably everybody. Yes, and I'm so excited. Laskin Music, you gotta watch Judas and the Black Messiah.
Is Malcolm in it?
There is not a Malcolm, no, unfortunately.
No.
There is no Malcolm. But
there is not a Malcolm in it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll watch it anyways, but...
I mean, Malcolm
did you guys like
is a
it?
Part of the civil rights... movement?
So is Malcolm in it?
No, Malcolm.
Well, then why did you bring
about Fred Hampton?
I'm just saying, like, if you're trying to draw, it's about Fred Hampton.
Okay. And we like this film.
It's a great film.
Yeah.
Yes.
I really
Paige brought
it.
Up some really good points that I think we should discuss next time once you've seen it.
Yeah, but I want to talk about it, but I want you.
What
to
did
see
you guys
it.
Like about it?
But I want you to see it first, especially knowing that you know nothing about Fred Hampton. I'm actually really excited to hear everything you have to say and for you to probably go on an internet deep dive about him because he's
probably
so dope.
Oh, for sure. You know what'll happen.
Yeah, you should. But that's, okay. I mean, I think that that's it. Until next week, that'll be a good thing for us to
can
end
I
next
say,
week.
Can I say one more little thing real quick?
No, Paige.
It's kind
absolutely
of like,
not. I'm just joking. Go.
It's backtracking a little bit, Casey.
Yeah, yeah, go
sorry,
for
honestly.
It.
So it's backtracking a little bit, but I was just kind of I've been thinking about this while we were talking, and I mean, like, white supremacy is like so deeply rooted into like every system that this country is built on because it's what it was built on, right? And something that I think, I mean, there's so many like different things that need to happen, but I've been talking about this with my mom a lot. And I think that one of the first things we have to do is like streamline the education that everybody is getting and make sure that they are being educated what like actually happened and the things that actually went down. And they're not just getting, you know, like enslavement day, like they're getting actual information and learning the real things and learning the actual horrors of what our country has been built on. And then you can start to, because you can't learn like America's true history and be like, oh, I think we're doing a great job unless that's going to be your idea no matter what. Right.
Yeah.
And so, but I think that it would really, if we can find a way to streamline the education system and expand it and talk about America in a true and real way, instead of doing this like weird, scary Russian thing where we just say nice things. I think that would be really helpful. I was just thinking about that and I wanted to get off my
yeah,
brain.
No, I totally agree with you. And I think it has to go past I mean, I think we should teach slavery much more in depth and differently, at least than how I was taught when I was coming up. But I think it has to go past that. I think there was something that
absolutely
Zach and I were talking about when we were talking about Judas and the Black Messiah. Zach brought up a good point, is that like the narrative of J. Edgar Hoover is changing for the 21st century. And in my I was like, oh my God. Do people still think that J. Edgar Hoover was a good guy? Does anybody still think that? Because that needs to be corrected immediately. He was the worst. He was the actual living worst. And that wasn't that long ago. And so many murders were committed by the FBI, like under his leadership. And that was not that long ago. This is in the very near, like not too distant past. So I think that that's something that needs to be specifically taught. Like that is systemic murder of leaders of color. And that's a huge deal. And that affects everything about how people of color feel, you know, agency to speak up for themselves. And the deliberate disbanding of any sort of unity or any sort of progress that people were starting to gain from having these incredible leaders in their midst. So, yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, the fact that I only learned about Fred Hampton, I think, Zach, when did we do Lolo? I learned about him earlier that year, which is why I was so adamant about wearing that T-shirt. But we did Lolo, I want to say 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, something like that. So I learned about Fred Hampton for the first time around 3 years ago. And that's sad because I am a human adult. I had been through all of my primary school and two colleges by that point and never heard his name. Alaska still doesn't know who he is, you know? Like, and that.
My education system failed me.
No, I mean,
obviously.
It failed all of us. That's what I'm
it
saying.
It failed everybody.
Like, it failed everybody. No. He's not nearly as well known as he should be. And so
like I said, and I've always said, slavery should be an entire class and it should be taught by people of color. And that's just the truth of it. Like, we should start there with the truth of it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, we didn't tell anybody the truth. Like, why am I 8 years old and why am I just now learning about this shit?
I mean, yeah, it should be slavery and genocide during slavery and slavery and genocide post-slavery. Because it just continued under another name. Like, Parchment Penitentiary Farm was nothing but slavery, just under the guise of being a prison. And similar to how private prisons are now. It's kind of still slavery.
Absolutely.
And it's just never stopped. It's just changed names. And that's kind of what I want a class about. Like, racism. It never stopped. It just changed names. Right. Like, let's go then all the way to now, and let's just like mark all the different names it tells.
Hopefully all the kids that are growing up now will be way more woke. Like, they'll just, we'll have these classes and they'll be able to grow up with you know, better brains than us as adults. Now there's a bunch of us who are just fucking traumatized over feeling lied to for 20 some odd fucking years of our lives that no one told us what actually happened. So now, you know, we're putting the puzzle together ourselves, you know, in support of groups and listening into podcasts such as these and, you know, other, I was just actually going to say about the app, but once we decide to actually do it.
Yeah.
but like, you know, other,
soon.
Other workshops and stuff, but, you know, you get all these people together who never got this information. And so now we're just learning about it. And yeah, you know, at least little Juniper, she'll be able to.
Y'all, Juniper's going to be president after Paige, so I think y'all need to get used to
her
name.
If we have anything to say about it, Juniper, she's coming through. She's going to be my VP.
Juniper.
Or I'll be her VP.
Yes. Yes, she is.
I like that better.
No.
I like
that
much better.
You're going to make it before Juniper.
Yeah.
She's not even born yet.
Okay,
everybody go around and say something that you are excited about in the coming week. Like, what's something that you're excited that's coming up? I'll go first. Okay. I'm excited about this audition that I'm about to do, because it's a part that I think is super dope. So that's what I'm excited about. Laska Music, do you have something?
I'm going to skip for right this second.
Okay, Paige, do you have something?
I'm just thinking.
Yeah, I have two things, if I'm able.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm getting my haircut tomorrow, and I love a haircut, and I'm very excited. New state, new me, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. And I am, both of my political science class and my American studies class are kind of like intersecting right now, just with what we're learning about. And so I'm getting to read like Supreme Court cases that are really cool in one class. And then I'm learning about like African religions that transferred into religions for enslaved people, and kind of like just the whole, it's all like just coming together really nicely. And I really enjoy that. And learning about it is very interesting and sad and interesting. So it's a good week for school. And I don't have any papers due this week. So a treat for me.
That's great.
Yeah, that's me. Who's next?
Wizard, do you have something?
I mean, this week, I'm excited for this week. It's supposed to get really nice in LA weather-wise, and that's great. And I know that we have a bunch of vaccine availability in LA County this week, which is good. I love watching people getting vaccinated, even though it's not me yet. And then Kaylee, my wife, she has a really big test on Friday for her her school, which is really exciting.
Nice.
And so, yeah, it's a really big week for her. And so I'm just trying to be a supportive husband.
That's the best. She's
gonna, by staying out of her way.
Yeah. So she's going to smash it. She's going to do great.
Yes, she is.
All right, Laska.
Laska music.
I just purchased a beat that I'm pretty excited about.
Yes.
So that song's gonna be fucking fire.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. The shit is gonna be fire. It's gonna be bop. But it's a beat that I really wanted, and I was like really hoping that it wasn't gonna like disappear and somebody else was gonna get it. But we were able to get it, so I'm excited. I've been writing.
That's amazing. I can't wait to hear it. I'm still waiting on the Fresh Prince song. I'm not gonna let it go. I need you to do it.
Dude, I'm like trying to get a fucking EP together.
Yeah. Why can't that be on the EP?
Put it on your EP.
And
okay, because the EP has a theme. Guys, I will do the Fresh Prince thing. I have to
get a couple. To you guys.
No, I will do it. I really want to do it. There's a couple of things right now for deadline wise I have to solidify for one. And two, the other thing I wanted to say, Casey, is I want the other thing I'm excited about this week is the thing you sent me. And
what did I send you?
Deshaun is a part of the.
Yes.
I'm going to write something, I think. I'm going to try to. For that deadline.
Yay. So. Good. That's great. You absolutely should. You deserve. I actually should be looking at my writing to see if I can turn in anything. But dope. So that's great, everybody. So that has been this week's episode of the Black Board Collective Presents Justice and Juice. Please share, subscribe, comment, rate.
Like.
That one
you
was
did
sloppy.
Super good.
No, that one was really good. Sloppy, but
I'm very proud. It was natural. It was real. I liked it.
I said them all, you guys. So I just need you to do it, okay? I just need you to do it. And we appreciate you. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Laska, you don't say bye?
I was going to say.
I just said.
What does it matter?
Bye. Oh, my God. Like, it matters that much. Bye.
It does matter.
No, I only cared about our German listeners, and now they're gone. So, bye.
I think they're gone because.
Wow, I care about them. I care about all of them.
Yeah, you know what? We care about you all equally. I don't know if we're still recording, but I'm going to pretend like we are.